You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Yeah, it might be winter out. That is snow. Starting to accumulate around the edges a little bit in the grassy areas. Not too bad, but just take it easy out there if you're driving during the commute here this afternoon. Great to have you aboard. It is Gym Class on a Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzinga, all with you here today. We got a jam-packed show. We're going to get to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit, just a couple of moments away. Kevin Payne of RotoWire.com is going to join us as well, so get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Kevin. We'll get those answered just past the bottom of the hour. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update and a whole lot more. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And hello, Isaac. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent.
Ready for some wrestling talk here soon.
Yeah, you're fired up.
It should be a fun weekend.
Iowa State. We're going to preview that meet. Not a whole lot to look back on with Bellarmine as Iowa swept all 10 matches, and nine of those were by bonus points. So, yeah, we'll lightly discuss that coming up here in just a couple of moments. And, Iowa State coming up on Saturday. Looking forward to that. And Mark Dukes. I have to say Mark Dukes because Mark Ironside just arrived in the studio. Hello, Mark Dukes.
Good afternoon, Scott. Mr. Ironside.
Afternoon, Dukes.
Everyone out there, was there early dismissal from school today? I missed
no,
it.
No. Nothing like that.
You never know.
In our day, no, we're not going to start off the show with "in our day." We're not going to do that. We went to school.
You're joking, right? You're just asking. There wasn't early dismissal.
No,
right?
He's just joking.
Okay, just like come on,
Mark.
Well, I mean, you're not far off, Mark.
Oh, we're going to talk some wrestling coming up in a moment. Real quick, last night, the Iowa men's basketball team, 83-58 win over Rider. If you're wondering if the good fortune and the good vibes coming off the Quad Cities win were going to translate into more people at Carver Hawkeye Arena last night, no. That was a no. About the same number of people that were there for the first handful of games saw Iowa beat Rider 83-58. Good performance last night. Peyton Sanford, a little bit of a slow start. Then he got going. He ended up with 22 points. Owen Freeman, another nice night for the Hawkeyes. He had 19. Price Sanford, 11. No Josh Dix last night. Seju Traore, another terrific game coming off the bench. A defensive stopper, and he had 12 points last night. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow when Kevin Lehman, the coach, joins us for our Off the Glass segment. But Iowa did what Iowa should have done in that game last night, Mark.
That was a game as expected. Iowa with a 25-point win. And so you're telling me there wasn't 7,800 there as I'm looking at the box score?
They were just a little short.
Okay. All right.
A little short on that one. The game of the night last night was Marquette ending Purdue's 39-game non-conference win streak. Did it in a big way in Milwaukee, 76-58. Cam Jones, the first triple-double for Marquette since somebody named Dwayne Wade, I think 20 years ago, did it. Shaka Smart's team looked really, really good. And welcome to college basketball, Mark, I guess. Purdue goes from beating Alabama at home to losing by 18 on the road at Marquette.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of it. Marquette's really good. And home court means a lot, typically. But I guess I'm not totally surprised by this coming off that Alabama win. But, again, you're going to see a lot of this during the year.
Sure are. And basketball off to a good start. So is wrestling. And without any further ado, we need to turn to college wrestling. Mark Ironside is here. And, of course, his wrestling segment each week brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Hi, Kurt. I know he's listening because he blocks out 3 o'clock each Wednesday.
Does he?
From his schedule.
That a boy, Kurt.
Does that.
Well, he's got to make sure his money's getting put to good use.
It is.
He doesn't want me slacking on the job over here.
No, you're not doing that. You're not doing that.
I was 1 minute late.
You were fine.
Dock me.
You are perfect.
I think you always tell me earlier that I need to be here just to make sure I get here on time.
No. No one does that. Look at Isaac. Well, before we get to Iowa and Iowa State, Iowa went to Louisville and did what they should do. Bellarmine is starting their wrestling program. No better way to go in and show the troops exactly what you need to accomplish and what you need to do than to bring in somebody like Iowa. And they won all 10, 9 by bonus, and did what they were supposed to do and should have done.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing too exciting because we went and did what we should have done, but that's what you want to do. And, I mean, the excitement was Teamer at 157 pounds when he got the big pin. And he let a guy in his leg, though, right away. I mean, I've only seen wrestle a couple of times. I just don't remember really last year's Arizona State. But he just kind of like nonchalant, you know, doesn't get too excited. But it's like you gotta pay attention because all of a sudden he's going to explode. Something's going to happen. And, you know, he came out. He's supposed to, you know, win handily. So, this guy ends up getting his leg because he didn't really care. He kind of just his reflexes were slow on purpose. Next thing you know, he throws him in a cow catch, rips him over, and pins him. And
24 seconds.
24 seconds. That was exciting. So everybody wrestled really well, put a lot of points on the board. The only one that was kind of disappointed with only the 2-point win, the 5-3 win, was Gabe Arnold at 184. I'm not sure really what the deal was there, but we need more out of him this weekend against Iowa State. I know that, but Iowa State, Iowa, that's going to be big, Scott. It's going to be really, really big. I'm super stoked and looking forward to that. I don't really get involved from a mental, like, oh, rah-rah point of view for the Iowa wrestling season until we get into the kind of the meat and the potatoes of the season, which is, you know, the Big Ten Conference season after Christmas and stuff like that. But this meet every year, this makes things exciting. It makes it really exciting, and especially when there's a lot of matches here. Guys have not wrestled each other. You don't really know what's going to happen. Iowa State's favored in some of them. We're favored in some of them. But even just because someone's favored, that doesn't mean that's where the outcome's going to go. The other thing is Iowa State, I don't know what they're honestly even going to put out on the mat for the lineup, because they've been dinged up this year, and they've got some guys listed, I think, that are potential to go out, but we don't know if they're going to go out. And it's kind of nice that that's actually Iowa State for a change, or our opponent for a change, that has injuries to deal with and not the Iowa Hawkeye lineup, because it's usually always us.
A lot of people, Mark, thinking about that 285-pound match, whether it will be Keeter facing Bastida or the freshman Herrera. I know you don't know, but I think a lot of people would like to see Bastida out there.
I would.
I would.
I mean, I know I would.
I'll raise my hand.
Everybody's high on Bastida, and he's really good, and everybody's high on Keeter. I think this is a matchup people have been looking to for a really long time. I'd love to see it happen. Are they going to throw Bastida out there? I think a little bit of it, honestly, will depend upon the score of the dual meet at the time, because the more likely we're going to start at 25. It'll depend upon the score of the dual meet at the time and whether they need him or not. If it's something where if Bastida wins this match, if Iowa State wins this match, and that's the deciding factor in the duel, you can see Bastida go out there and wrestle. If it's something where I was already up by 10 points going in the heavyweight match and it's not going to make a lick of difference, then you know what? Bastida hasn't wrestled yet this year. He's potentially injured or whatever. You know, what's the point in throwing him out there? What do we gain right now? You know, so it's not a seed for a conference tournament or anything like that. So that's kind of my outtake on that look on it. But I really hope that they wrestle.
True. I don't see any other scenario that they're not going to start at 125. So, you know, let's go at 125. Iowa State's got three guys listed there. There's the first one that's going to be up in the air. Iowa has two, but we've seen Cale Peterson mainly throughout the first part of the year for Iowa. I don't think he did anything to lose that spot. I don't know if we're going to see Cruz. I would assume Iowa's going to throw Peterson out there. Who knows if it's going to be Terry Keener or somebody else for Iowa State, though.
I think it'll be Cale Peterson for sure. And then Terry Keener, I would assume that that's who they're going to go with. He has not wrestled yet this year. Again, I don't know the extent of his injuries and stuff like that. But, you know, the other two guys that they have listed, I mean, they're 5-1 and 7-0. So it's not like they're bad.
Freshmen, though.
Yeah, they're both freshmen, but they're still, they're off to a good start. And we're kind of untested there as well, too. So Iowa State might be thinking, it's like, you know, no matter who we throw out against Cale Peterson, we got a chance of winning this match. So they're probably feeling okay about that match. Obviously, with Terry Keener there, they're going to feel a lot more comfortable with it. But again, I don't know the relation in the depth of his injury or why he hasn't wrestled. So again, I don't know what's going to happen. 33, though, that's an awesome opportunity for Drake Ayala. Drake Ayala needs a match like this in front of the home crowd after losing to Stanford, and this would be a good opportunity for him to work his way back up into the rankings and kind of win back the home crowd and become a fan favorite. Not that he's not, but that just match he lost to Stanford just wasn't a good match for him in Carver Hawk Arena for a debut opener. So this is a fantastic opportunity for him to go out there and kind of right a wrong. 141, you know, that's, you know, probably favored towards Iowa State, you know, especially if Redding wrestles. And I don't know. I mean, we just haven't seen Ryder Block enough to know. He's out of Waverly. He's out of, you know, Waverly Show Rock. And I don't think he's a bad wrestler. I just don't. He hasn't really been tested enough to get a really good measure on where he stands with, you know, a veteran senior like a Zach Redding, you know. But maybe we'll even see Jacob Frost in there, too. I don't know.
149, I think, is the best. On paper, anyway, that's the best duel there is. Or best bout, I should say.
I don't know. I think 197.
Okay.
I think 197 is going to be the best bout. I think that Christian Carroll is a lot better than what his rankings are showing. He just hasn't had an opportunity to work his way up through the rankings yet because the season's so early. So, but that's not to say 149, though. I think it's going to be a really good matchup. I think Parco's excited. He loves him and Parco and team are both, I think, are going to be really good matches. I think they're both excited to be in Iowa Hawkeye singlets and wrestling in front of the Iowa Hawkeye fans. Teamer said it after the Bellemere match when he got his pin. I should have came here from the beginning. You know, these fans are the best. They follow. You think, you know, the first duel of the year was good and going to Bellemere. Whew, wait till you get into Carver Hawk Arena this Saturday night against Iowa State. Okay, now that is, if you're impressed so far, that you ain't even seen nothing yet. But he's up against a stud, too, and if Panero Johnson wrestles. You know, he's kind of rehabbing and working through an injury as well, too. So I don't know if he'll be out there or not. So we'll see.
Mark, like you, I couldn't find many, if any, you know, matchups between these guys for Iowa and Iowa State, but I do know Iowa State's 74-pounder knows Iowa.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, and that's just another twist to the duel meet to make it even kind of a little bit more exciting, you know? I mean, Riggins, who wrestles at 174, he wrestled for us last year, was a starter for us last year, didn't fare very well, and then, you know, when things went cattywampus a little bit this summer with the portal, he, amongst other guys, went and hit that portal and went over to Iowa State. And now he's found himself in the lineup at Iowa State. And he hasn't fared so well this year yet over Iowa State. He's 0-2 on the season. But I don't know what kind of welcome he's going to get at Iowa, and he's probably maybe second-guessing a little bit, like, was this the right decision? I don't know, but I don't know. It'd be interesting. I would assume we're throwing out Nelson Brands. That's who I'd assume.
That was one of the questions on the text line. Who do you think is going to go at 174?
I just hope, you know, that whoever we throw out there, if it's Nelson, it's Nelson. If it's Patrick, it's Patrick. But we go out and we don't have to, you know, put all of our heads on a pillow and fall asleep watching this match. I mean, I want to go out and get after it, you know. I mean, you don't want people, I'd say, falling asleep on the couch at home because it's really not on TV unless you got Big Ten Plus or whatever it is. But, you know, go out there and wrestle. You know, that's one thing about Nelson. He just has not been putting points up on the board, and he needs to score a lot of points, and this is an awesome opportunity for him to start lighting up the scoreboard, especially against a former teammate here that jumped ship and went to the rival Iowa State over there. So I'd like to see whoever takes the line at that weight to go out there and put on a show.
Very true.
Mark, do you like this meet in November as opposed to later in the year?
Yes, I do. I do, because early in the year right now, there's just really not a lot. I mean, we got Bellemere. We got Stanford. I mean, we had Oregon State. We're going down to Missouri. We're going to wrestle Princeton. And who else are we wrestling down there?
Let me look here. Princeton and Army.
Army. You know, I mean, we just don't have any spectacular matchups this time of year. So we need an Iowa State. We need something to where the team can peak for, so to speak, in November. Like, get excited in the fans. And, you know, if we didn't have this right now, this would be kind of, I'd really be like kind of just checked out until after Christmas, you know? I mean, this gets people fired up about the sport of wrestling. Because we don't really need it at the end of the year, because that's kind of what Oklahoma State is for us towards the end of the season every year in February or whatever, you know? We got obviously all of our awesome matchups with the Big Ten schedule, but then we throw a non-conference Okie State in there. So this is good for Iowa wrestling. It's good for Iowa State wrestling, which would make it even better, though, is if we had you and I on the schedule in November also, or the very beginning of December, like it used to be.
Yeah. Let's hope it gets back to that.
Yeah, I don't think it will. Not until Tom Brands or Doug Schwab retires.
Then it's back.
Yeah. Yeah. Until those guys are retired, I don't know if it'll ever be back.
Gabe Arnold going to get a real good test with Bachman. Senior for Iowa State, freshman for Iowa. We know what Arnold can do. They're both pretty highly rated. Maybe that. What do you think about that one? And then talk about your one at 197. You like 197.
You know, I think Arnold will dominate that match. But when I say dominate, was he going to dominate on the scoreboard, or is he just going to dominate on the mat and control the center? And the guy's not really going to kind of sniff any takedowns and stuff like that. He'll have a dominating performance, but we just need to see some more dominating performances on the scoreboard is what I want to see. And it'd be really nice to actually see some bonus points or some pins. And I think we've got one pin on the season so far, maybe two, I don't know, but just one with Teamer is the only one I can think of. I mean, yeah, we've wrestled Bellemere, Okie State, and Stanford, and we've got one pin on the season. You know, nobody really cares to pin anymore, and I'd like to see a lot more of that and more emphasis on it. It was good to see Teamer against Bellemere in that position on short offense front. I'd like to look for something like that and go for it. And look at what happened when he went for it. You know how exciting that was? It was on every highlight reel. Everybody's talking about it. That's what pinning does. Like, why don't we do that more? And just because a match on paper, you know, you look at these rankings and it's supposed to be close. It doesn't. Paper, you know what? Paper burns, as I like to say. You know what? It doesn't have to be close. It doesn't have to be. Let's go out and widen this open, blow it open, and make something exciting. And that's something that Gabe Arnold could do at 184. 197, Stephen Buchanan, you know, depending on what ranking you looked at, he's ranked either one or two up against the very young redshirt freshman, Kirsten Carroll, who transferred from Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma or Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State, I think.
I think you might be right. Okie State, yeah.
Okie State, yeah. And there's a relation there with, I think, like a teacher or something. I can't remember, a coach or something, but Perry. I think he's like the real deal. He is really, really good. He just has not had an opportunity to prove himself yet because he's young. He's a redshirt freshman, and he hasn't had a lot. He hasn't had an opportunity to work his way up through the rankings. So, I mean, that's no slouch, and that's no slouch of a match. And Buchanan's been looking really, really good for us, though, and he's the man for the job.
We didn't talk about Caliendo at 65. This is the second-ranked wrestler in the country. What about his matchup?
Yeah, I think that's a for sure win for us. I mean, 165, they've got two guys listening to that Gaetner, that's, I don't know, Connor Uten or whatever, but Gaetan's ranked ninth. I mean, I think it's, you know, Gaetan's not, you know, he isn't no Joe Schmo by any means, but that's an opportunity for Caliendo, is what I'm talking about. Caliendo's ranked number two, and Gaetan's ranked number nine. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Just because two guys are ranked in the top 10, that doesn't have to be a 5-2 or 5-3 matchup. I mean, that can be major. That can be bonus points for us, and that's what Caliendo needs to be. That's where his mindset has to be at. That's what he has to be thinking about, and he's very capable of it. I wouldn't say that if, you know, just it's easy to sit here and talk tough on the radio, but I wouldn't say that if it wasn't doable and he wasn't capable of it.
True, true. Mark Ironside joining us here at 3:25 on a Wednesday. The gym class here on 1600 ESPN, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be something happen.
Because it's
Iowa State and you got, what, Kevin Dresser, Brent Metcalf, Derek St. John on the other side, and you got Tom and Terry on this side, along with Morningstar and Telford. You know, it's that will be a sidebar.
I mean, yeah, we're all talking about the wrestling, how exciting that's going to be. But if anybody knows the rivalry between these guys and the benches and how many Iowa ties that are out there, I mean, my goodness. I mean, pretty much almost everybody but one coach for Iowa State was a Hawkeye at one time, and there's no love lost between them. It's going to be fireworks on the benches, and people, they're going to be watching the two corners and the head table just as much as they're going to be watching the wrestling matches for sure.
So bricks will be flying.
It's going to be worth the admission, whatever that is, to get into these meets these days. It's going to be worth every penny to get in there and get in line for an ice cream cone early.
I had something I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you saw. Did you see Keck and Carter Starace at all this weekend? Did you watch any of that? What did you think about that? And what do you think Parker has to like change or do when they inevitably meet in March again?
I think Parker has to be, I think, first of all, Starace is just a better wrestler. I mean,
he's so strong.
He's just everything. He's strong. He's quick. He's got amazing balance. He's got great mat awareness. He's got great offense. He's got great. He's just tough. I mean, he's freaking good. And he's just a naturally better talented wrestler than what Parker Kekkonen is. Now, Parker,
not taking anything away from him.
I mean, it's just a way of God-given ability. So if Parker's going to wrestle him and he's going to beat him, he has to get a lot more aggressive than what he was. A lot more. He's got to make it a war out there. He's got to get to the legs not only once. He's got to get to the legs multiple times and really use his hands, create angles. He's going to have to make Starace work so incredibly hard and try and fatigue him. And it's not going to be easy to do because Starace stays in really good position. But you can do a lot of that with the wear and tear with your hands and moving and circling and faking and getting in on shots. But you have to go early. You cannot wait. Let the first period kind of just coast through. Second period, get your escape or whatever. And then wait for the third period to win a match or overtime in that case. You're not going to beat Starace like that. You can wrestle him 50 times and Starace might slip on a wet spot once, maybe. Okay, that's just how good he is. You can't go into the deep waters with a guy like that, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, yeah, you could sit there and say Parker Keck guys, and he wrestled an overtime match, you know, 3-1 or whatever it was with Starace. He's close, but to me, not close. Not wrestling like that.
I mean, that's what we've seen when Starace struggled before, is when guys can really just tire him out near the end, and then they land something late in the third or something like that.
Even watching a couple years ago, or maybe it was last year, I can't remember, Starace and Nelson Brands. Nelson Brands had him on the rope. Now, Nelson wasn't, you know, super aggressive and stuff, but Starace was tired. He was really tired in that matchup, and Nelson was semi-aggressive with him and getting after him. And, man, and that's Nelson. Just think if he actually wrestled hard, you know, that's how you're going to beat a guy like Starace. You just can't stand around and let it come down to God-given ability, because That's what he has, and he is good.
6298 letting us know that Keeter did have a pin, too. So two pins.
Oh, yeah, he did have a pin. Again, in a cradle. He cradled up with this guy from Bellamy. You're right. Yep, that's right. So I like that, a couple pins. And he was going for it on top, too. So good for Keeter. He's got a good cradle.
Another text, Mark. Do you have any update? Have you heard anything about Spencer Lee and the Hawkeye Wrestling Club?
Like as far as his... Is going to continue to wrestle, I assume, is what that means. I said, yes. As far as I know, he's going to continue to wrestle. He's enjoying himself in the room. He's working a lot with DeSano right now. And I think he's feeling good. His health is good. And I was kind of like, I'd be surprised, kind of like what we said after the Olympics. I'd be surprised if he didn't go through 28 in L.A., being right here in his home turf. And but he's just going to be really smart about how he goes about it, how he trains, when he competes, you know, and stuff like that. And from what I can see and tell, I mean, I just seen him when I was down there for the Stanford match, and he looked great, you know, and he's in a great mood, and I think everything's going good. But I think his game plan is to continue to compete through 28 right now.
Good move by Spencer there. And yeah, this will be the first, I mean, Stanford, big crowd for that one. Nothing like it's going to be on Saturday night at Carver.
Coming yeah, you out, better get to Carver early.
Yeah, coming out from the new, you know, wrestling facility there.
That's kind of goofy, too.
It's
kind of goofy. Did you see that the other day? like when they come out of the new tunnel,
right,
and then they got to walk by the opposing bench, and then they got to go back by it to go, and it just... I don't know. It's kind of like crisscross and goofy, and it would make more sense if Iowa switched to the opposing bench, and then the opposing bench that's always been there switches back to our old tunnel. It'd make way more sense. But at the same time, people have season tickets and had them for years and years and years.
They don't want to see that.
By our normal tunnel and behind our normal bench, and all of a sudden, if you flip-flop it, it's like, whoa.
The women did that this weekend.
Did they?
Yeah, they came out on the other side. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Why, just for that?
I don't know, but they came out on the other side, not on the normal tunnel there by the press box. So they came out over on the other side.
Out of the wrestling tunnel?
Yeah. They did not over by the one by the press box. They didn't come out of that one. They came out of the opposite side one. And that's where their whole bench was and everything, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why they're coming out of there, because there's no gymnasium or nothing up there. That's weird.
I don't know. We'll find out Saturday.
I don't know. That's my only guess as to why we're not doing this, is because season ticket holders already have their tickets behind the Iowa bench for years, and the Iowa tunnel, and that's just where they want to be. And so, I mean, which makes sense. It just doesn't make sense from a, I don't know what you'd even call it, logistics standpoint, where you come out of the tunnels and you got to walk past each other's benches and stuff. But
First biggie of the college wrestling season, so.
Get there early. As soon as the Iowa football game's over, you better get in your car and get to the arena.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
And that's not even on the mat. It's going to be fun everywhere.
There's a Hawk Club party afterwards. There's a lot going on. There's an awful lot. Saturday's going to be an exciting day. I'll be in a tree stand up until I need to get out.
Don't be late. Don't be late, man.
Steven's got me.
All right.
I would not be late for a meet like that.
No. You got a personalized parking spot anyway, probably.
I wouldn't say personalized, but I get a pass to park semi close, you know, so I can get in there at a semi. I mean, I always get there on time. Let's just say that.
All right, should be fun. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out a time next week. It's a short week, you know.
Yeah, it is a short week, so I'm good for Wednesday. Tuesday, honestly, Tuesday's no good for me.
Okay.
I'm planning on being in a tree stand next Tuesday afternoon.
So let's plan on Wednesday. Right away Wednesday again.
Okay, we'll plan on that.
Very good.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. Thanks, Mark.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet. Mark Ironside, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Get those questions for Kevin Payne coming in. Got a few of them right now. 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. And Mark, going to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock, and their terrific menu online at emilshideaway.com. And what do we have?
In women's basketball, Northern Iowa takes on Iowa State tonight at home. It will be out without Grace Buffelli, the senior from North Scott. She suffered a torn ACL in Saturday's game against Ball State, and unfortunately will be out for the season. Tonight, Gino Auriemma, the Connecticut coach, can become the all-time winningest coach in Division I basketball. UConn plays Fairleigh Dickinson. Ohio State has lost its starting center, Seth McLaughlin, for the season due to an Achilles injury suffered in practice. The Buckeyes face Indiana this Saturday. And finally, the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists have been announced. Making the cut is Marshall Yanda, the former Iowa star, in his first year of eligibility. Those semifinalists, 25 semifinalists, will be cut to 15 next month.
Yeah, terrible news about Grace Buffelli. Just a tremendous player, a heck of a gal. And to have it happen at any point of the season's bad, but especially going to get against Audie Crooks tonight, that would have been a heck of a matchup in the middle. And we'll have Iowa State UNI women's basketball tonight. We'll join it at 6 o'clock just ahead of the tip-off tonight at the McLeod Center. 319-366-1600, and get those questions. They are coming in for Kevin Payne. Before we get to a break here, it's time for yet another chance with the year-end bonus contest from 1600 ESPN. We all know that a little extra cash at this time of the year is going to help us out, whether it's for bills, Christmas, what have you. And we're going to give one local winner $500. Today's winning word is wings. Not inspired by the former NBC sitcom that was very vastly underrated. Wings is today's winning word. Enter that word right now at KGYMRadio.com for your chance to win $500. And when you do that, you're also put into the national drawing for a $15,000 grand prize. Again, enter the word wings at KGYMRadio.com for a chance at a year-end bonus from 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And it's going to be cloudy, cold, and windy today. Temperatures are going to be held in the 30s to near 40 degrees and will feel colder with the gusty winds. We'll also have snow showers on and off as we head through the afternoon and this evening. There could be some little accumulation in the grassy areas. Otherwise, just take it slow as you're driving and the snow is coming down. Later on tonight, there will be some flurries, the clouds will linger, and temperatures will drop into the upper 20s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And don't forget, the 5-pound bags of russet potatoes are on sale, continue to be on sale for just 99 cents right now. And of course, you can use russet potatoes for holiday recipes, fall recipes, what have you. Again, 99 cents for the 5-pound bag of russet potatoes. That is going on right now. Also, some great specials this week at your neighborhood Quick Star. Stop on in for 8-piece fried chicken or 8-piece jumbo chicken tenders. They're just $9.99. Also, honey wheat or cracked wheat bread, 2 loaves for $3, limit 4. Bananas, jumbo onions, or baking potatoes, 29 cents per pound, limit 10 pounds. And Simply Potatoes, shredded hash browns, 20-ounce bag for $1.99, and limit 2 bags. And don't forget, those specials going on this week. Karuba Coffee, 79 cents with your Quick Rewards app as well. All that available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
When you grow up in a family business, shop local just hits different. You basically absorb the idea that these people's jobs, their lives, literally depend on you. And that's pretty crazy. It's also the lives of all the people they impact. So like, somebody chooses my family's business, then our employees choose other local businesses. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond. The ripples just keep expanding and make the whole community stronger.
1600 ESPN is a local business. We're here just like you. Choose local every time you can.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats. We've got some late-breaking news coming out of the stands. According to multiple sources, Vivid Seats fans are scoring rewards on every purchase and at a rapid pace. Obviously, these rewards are a game-changer, and coupled with their MVP-worthy ticket selection, why get tickets anywhere else? Don't drop the ball this season. Shop with Vivid Seats and earn rewards on every ticket. And as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter.
Harry Douglas here for Technique's new noise-canceling True Wireless AZ80 earbuds. Technique's has been revolutionizing the audio game for almost 60 years. With multi-point connection of up to three devices at the same time, the AZ80s let you go from leading a meeting to listening to a podcast to taking a call seamlessly. Visit us.techniques.com/sports to shop for AZ80s now. That's us.techniques.com/sports.
Back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac all with you here today. And our thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us here. And we'll talk with him coming up on the short week next Wednesday. So mark that down. Right now, it's time to talk fantasy football. If you have a question about your fantasy football team, give it to us right now on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Or go ahead and give Isaac a call, and he can translate. And he's got his paper and pen ready to go to jot down any of those questions coming in via the phone. To Kevin Payne, and congratulations to your Buffalo Bills, Kevin, on their win over my Kansas City Chiefs. It did not matter that there was OPI on a touchdown pass. Buffalo deserved to win that game.
Well, the Watson catch, how is that not reviewed at least? I mean, go ahead and call that a catch if you want, fine, but at least go ahead and stop the game and review it, which the Bills could have used the timeout there as well. But have you heard the latest conspiracy theory that this was all Andy Reid's master plan?
Oh, yeah.
This was real. You know, we're going to save our real game plan for come the playoffs because we're probably going to have to play the Bills in some sort of path to the Super Bowl. I thought that was an interesting one. I'm not sure I believe it, but I definitely believe that maybe Andy held back a few things. And we'll keep them in his back pocket in case the Bills do play the Chiefs again down the road.
Well, I don't even think it matters if it's the Bills. It's going to be the Ravens or the Bills or somebody. I mean, no one shows their complete hand yet. But
yeah,
you know what? Hey, it was a great atmosphere, and I hope they do meet again. That'll be a whole lot of fun. A whole lot of fun. You had the more fun this time, though.
Yeah. And we have during the regular season, but I've been telling everybody all week, honest to God, I've been saying, look, it's great and let's celebrate this. And I'm absolutely thrilled the Bills have a week this week because they could be playing the Jets this week, okay? Let's say they don't have a bye, they're playing the Jets. They could easily lose that game in a letdown just coming off the high of this game. So I am absolutely thankful that the Bills are on bye this week, can kind of calm down, hopefully regroup and get ready for week 13.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, let's get to the questions here for Kevin from rotowire.com, 319-366-1600. 1207, we'll start with them. In a half-point PPR league, they need a tight end and a flex. For the tight end, Jonnu Smith, Kraft, or Disley? We'll start with that one.
Smith, Kraft, or Disley? I'm going to say go with Kraft. Do you know, believe it or not, he leads the Green Bay Packers in touchdown catches with 5. I bet both people wouldn't know that. I know Jonnu Smith had a huge game last week. It's a good matchup at home against the Patriots. And Disley also had a good game. But, I mean, Disley doesn't catch touchdown passes. That was his first touchdown reception Sunday night. And usually when they get in the red zone, they use him as a blocker. This was the same thing going back to his days with the Seahawks. So I'm going to go say Kraft. And then did you say he needed are there more players for the flex?
Yes, Justin Jennings or Jerry Jeudy.
Jennings or Jeudy? Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to say Jennings. Oh, gosh, and it's really tough to go against Jeudy given what he did last week. I get it. But here's the thing. They think that there might be problems with the weather tomorrow in Cleveland, and it's a tough matchup against the Steelers. So I'm going to say go ahead and sit Jeudy between those two.
Kevin, several tight end questions. The next one is a full-point PPR and needs 1, Disley. Schoonmaker, or Komet?
Here I am going to say Disley, just because Komet's kind of been inconsistent, and Shoemaker, he doesn't have anybody throwing to him. I mean, he's got Cooper Rush throwing to him, so I'm going to say go with Disley out of those three.
Okay, another tight end question from Greg in Epworth. Otten or Hockenson in a one-point PPR league?
This one's easy, believe it or not. Hockenson. Cade Otten is going against the New York Giants, who have been the best team against opposing tight ends this season. They are number one. So as much as I like Otten, and the other also the thing is Mike Evans should be returning. He was at practice Monday, so Mike Evans should be back. I mean, without Evans and without Godwin, Otten was a monster. But Evans will be back. Tougher matchup, so go with Hockenson.
85-93, do I drop Tank Bigsby and pick up Christian Watson?
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you need wide receiver help, absolutely. I've seen he was actually one of the most dropped guys this week was Bigsby. Kind of was looking good for a while, but I have no problem doing that if you need wide receiver help.
3166 up next here. Start two of these, Bucky Irving, Debo Samuel, or Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, normally I say don't use two players from the same team, but I feel like it's a solid floor. So I'm going to say do not play Bucky Irving and go with the two 49ers. Both those guys, I mean, you're going to probably get a touchdown out of at least one of them. And we know that they go ahead and sometimes use Debo and as running back. They use him in the slot. And Jennings has been fantastic ever since Ayuk went down. So I would say go with the two 49ers. I think that game's going to end up being a shootout against the Packers.
Yeah, and the 49ers have their backs against the wall, too. Remember that.
Kind of, yeah. Absolutely. The last few games, I read something. Who is it? Manti Te'o said at the beginning of the season, I'm worried about these guys being a little bit tired, and that's kind of what they've looked like. So big game for the 49ers, and remember, really, Green Bay should have lost that game last week.
1288 is in a half-point PPR, Kevin. Mark Andrews or Tucker Kraft?
I am going to say go with Andrews here. I do think that finally the Ravens, they got to travel across the country. Typically, I don't like that, but they get an extra day playing Monday night. I am going to go ahead and say go with Mark Andrews over Kraft. And again, I do like Kraft, but the fact of the matter is you look at the Green Bay Packers, they've got all sorts of mouths to feed in that offense. It's really tough to figure out week in and week out. Is it going to be Romeo Doubs? Is it going to be Reed? Even Wicks gets involved sometimes, and obviously Watson had the big game last week. So I'm going to say go with Andrews over Kraft, but it's very close.
And Kevin, you don't have to tell Mark that the Bears should have won that game last week.
Oh, no, sorry.
Or the Washington game.
Oh, brother. Kevin Payne joining us at 3:46. You have a question, get it to us at 319-366-1600. Kevin's appearance, by the way, brought to you by Imon Communications. PPR league, a flex position, Dobbins, Najee Harris, or Marvin Harrison Jr.? That's a good question.
Harris or Harrison Jr. I do like Harrison Jr.'s matchup there in Seattle, because they are not the Legion of Boom whatsoever anymore. But I'm actually going to say go with Dobbins. And then we think about the Ravens, I think we automatically think Ray Lewis and all that. But Dobbins has been fantastic. It's a run-first offense, even though Herbert looked fantastic Sunday night. Johnston has come on. He's got touchdowns in three straight games. But it's still a very run-heavy offense. I'm going to say go with Dobbins. Again, I think it's going to be one of those slug-it-out games tomorrow night in Cleveland with Harris, although Harris has played much, much better than I anticipated this year. He's running with a lot of hard things I haven't seen him do in the past. So I do like Harris, and I think Harrison's got a lot of upside, but I think Dobbins is going to be the safer play here for the Chargers.
14-12, Russell Wilson, Tua, or Richardson this week?
Or Goff. Or Goff.
Oh, yeah, I think he would go with Goff then. I don't know what you're going to go ahead and do to stop this team. They're 7-point favorites on the road against a good Indianapolis team. Richardson, though, close second. We saw his upside, and it never made any sense to me why they were returning to Joe Flacco. You've got Richardson. You need to give this kid a chance to see, and I get that. Oh, he quit. He asked for a sub, whatever. But he's still kind of the quarterback of the future. Joe Flacco is not winning you a Super Bowl. All that being said, I think you just got to go with Goff. He's the safer play, but there's definitely upside with Anthony Richardson.
5308 asking, is there anyone in particular you would grab off the IR list coming back from an injury?
Gosh, that is a good one. So there's a bunch of guys.
Mike Evans, you mentioned, but some people aren't going to let him go.
No, probably he was still held. Brandon Cooks is coming back. He's a guy that, you know, obviously you feel a lot better if Dak Prescott was still there. The guy I might say, Jonathan Brooks. Now, Hubbard's still going to be the big guy there, but there's a reason Brooks was the first running back taken overall out of all the running backs. So I got to think they go ahead and give him at least a look. But again, Hubbard, they gave him the contract extension. He's basically going to be the main guy going forward. And kudos to them to go ahead and say, yeah, we have Brooks, but this guy's producing for us week in and week out, so let's extend him. He's a young guy. But Brooks also might be a guy because he might get a long audition down the last few games.
5474 wide receiver, two question, George Pickens or Jaden Reed?
Oh, tough. Again, tough to go ahead and take. Just watch the weather report again tomorrow night, because if all of a sudden you see that over-under drop, and I'm probably guessing it's pretty low as it is. Yeah, I mean, it's at 36.5 right now. The Browns are a tough defense at home, standalone game. I would lean Reed, especially, again, if you see this point spread drop a little and the weather looks like it's going to be a factor. I'm going to lean Reed here, although Pickens has been fantastic. Just he's finally kind of come into his own. Russell Wilson throwing him the football this season obviously has helped a lot. And in a vacuum, I would definitely take Pickens, but I think for this week and considering the matchups, I would go with Reed.
All right. 6275 in a standard league. Need two of these four, Addison, Ridley, Waddle, or Jacoby Myers?
Waddle or Jacoby Myers. Okay, we're going to cross off Myers. Real tough matchup for him this week. Jalen Waddle is interesting. His birthday's Monday.
Oh.
And I think they're going to start to go down the field a little bit more with him. Then it leads us Addison, who, I mean, if he didn't have Justin Jefferson, this guy might be a number one wide receiver on most teams. Here's the thing with Ridley. Ridley didn't practice today. So keep an eye on him because that might make this very easy between those final three, Waddle, Ridley, and Addison. If, though, Ridley's good to go, I would actually say bench Addison, go with Ridley and Waddle, just given the amount of upside that Ridley's had when they've decided to go ahead and throw him the ball this season.
6882 has Jefferson and London on a bye week. By the way, there's six teams on a bye week this week. He has Herbert, Judy, or Joshua Palmer in a full-point PPR.
Judy or Palmer? Oh, definitely Judy. Palmer, I really thought, was going to be the main guy. But we've seen McConkey, and we've seen Johnston kind of take over as the number one and two guys. So I get it that you might want to hook up, and there's upside if you've got Herbert going with Joshua Palmer. I really thought Palmer was going to emerge as the top guy there, but I think you have to go with Judy just given the fact that Palmer really hasn't lived up to expectations this season.
Okay. Then Gary asks, Debo or Hopkins? That's the first part of his question.
Debo. Hopkins, I mean, they're not – I feel like he's not playing – didn't play a ton of snaps.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. And still, I'd like, Worthy's the main guy. Kelsey should be more involved this week. So as much as I do like Hopkins, and Hopkins is on the wrong side of 32. In the Dynasty League, I traded him a few weeks ago. I'm kind of probably not going to make the playoffs. I'm just going to miss the cut. But I traded him for a second-round pick for next year just because these receivers, as soon as they kind of get to that 32, they're going to go ahead and drop off. Still a lot of upside with Debo, so I would go with Debo over Hopkins.
And then the other part of that question is Mahomes or Jordan Love?
Oh, that's a tough one because Mahomes has definitely not lived up to expectation this year, but on the road.
At Carolina.
At Carolina, 11-point favorites. I got to say, I'm trying to think if there's been a bigger spread this year. Definitely not a spread for a team on the road. I think you've got to go with Mahomes this week. Again, 49ers, as you said earlier, back up against the wall. They need to show up for this game. So I would say Mahomes over Love this week, even though I think most weeks, if you actually went back and took a look, that Love was better than Mahomes, but I'm going to like Mahomes a little bit better this week.
All right, there you go. And Alex, I can't answer your question. Would you rather lose by a blocked field goal or by a double doink? They're both crushing. I don't know what would be worse.
or a Hail Mary.
Or a Hail Mary. Throw a Hail Mary in there. Man, you have just gotten Mark twice today.
I'm sorry to break up this love fest between you guys, but yeah.
No, well, the funny thing is, remember, we lost to the Hopkins. Was it the Hopkins? Or we lost in Arizona. What was it, last season or the season before? On a Hail Mary where the Bills had the game won. So I know what that feels like. It does happen, unfortunately. And I at some point, somebody defensively has got to figure out, and maybe somebody already has and we don't know it, the way to properly defend it. I'm always the type of person who says, you rush four, you rush three, leave one guy, and then go after the quarterback. Don't give them time to like let the receivers get downfield. I would rather lose rushing four than giving the quarterback time rushing only three. I think that's a huge thing, and I think somebody has kind of shown that that is kind of the way to go ahead and defend the Hail Mary.
Tell us a little bit before we let you go, Kevin, about what you got at rotowire.com.
Yeah, you can sign up for free at rotowire.com/trial. Get your free 10-day trial. No credit card needed, just an email address. We're sure you'll like it. You'll want to sign up. But we've got so much coverage going on right now between basketball, hockey, football, college basketball is going, college football is going. We cover all those sports. We've got a bunch of gambling stuff on there if you guys are into that. So rotowire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial.
All right. I will be in touch with you and see if we can get you on in a short week next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
3:55 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. We'll come back with a Bowling Night in America preview after this.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And it is a Wednesday, and it is a Bowling Night in America. And this preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. And, Mark, we go at it again this evening.
Yes, indeed, in bowling weather, if there is such a thing. At any rate, lanes 21 and 22 against Old Neighborhood Pub, the Kolars and Kips and Petty Johns and whatnot. We'll try to stay hot, right?
Yeah, been on a roll as of late. Be giving some pins tonight. That's okay. And we'll see if we can continue our late first half rise into, fourth place, fifth place, something like that, before we start all over again.
Better than the alternative.
Better than the alternative. And we'll have a complete report for you coming up tomorrow. Big thanks to May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop by the Pro Shop. Give them a call for availabilities for open bowling. And to do that, give them a call at this number.
362-0136. Visit the website, too, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, great information available for you right there. We'll talk some Maryland football coming up tomorrow. We will also have Kevin Lehman, the coach, and we will have our off-the-glass segment for you coming up on Thursday. Iowa State women's basketball against the UNI Panthers at McLeod tonight. We'll join it just ahead of tip at 6. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on 1600 ESPN.
FX's grotesquerie.
This killer is someone who knows anatomy.
From executive